Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
You're very welcome back to the programme, broadcasting live from Dundalk today. And given that we're just over 20 kilometres from the border, we thought we should take a look at the price comparison between a regular shopping basket of goods in Northern Ireland and in the Republic. And Adam Maguire, RTÉ business journalist, joins me now. Good morning, Adam.
Morning,
good to
you?
See you here. I couldn't help but notice when you're driving into the town, there's a sign. I love it. It says, "I'm shopping local in Dundalk, so I am." Notice I didn't do the accent. Wouldn't attempt to do it. So you get the impression there's a real sense amongst people here that they have to keep the local economy strong because competition is fairly fierce. But that gets more complex when prices are going up.
Yeah, absolutely. When people are feeling the pinch, your loyalties are tested. And as you say, it's 20 kilometres, 20 odd minute trip up the road to the nearest shop. It's just down the road, really. And if you're going to be making a substantial saving, you start to be very tempted to do
that.
Yeah,
even if you're keen, to help support the local economy.
Yeah.
Once the prices are going up, you'll do what you can.
Yeah, to make ends meet, that's what it's all about.
So what are the variables? What's at stake?
So I suppose, we've all seen in the past the queues of people, the exodus, especially coming up to Christmas, of shoppers from the public going up to Newry in search of cheaper prices. So to try and see if that's going to be the case this year, I've put together our shopping basket again. Now, this one is different. Last time it was about inflation and the reasons behind that. This time it's how it differs from one side to the other.
Okay, so what have you got for us?
So we have some bread, milk, eggs, a packet of chicken, some vegetable oil, and we have toilet roll there as well. And I've thrown in one luxury item as well, just to treat ourselves, which is a bottle of Prosecco.
Okay.
So we'll get to that.
So everything else we need, the Prosecco, we don't need, but you've popped it in there.
We'd argue that, but anyway. But yeah, no, so what I've done is I've used the same retailer, same products. We won't say which retailer it is, but a well-known one. And I'm not factoring in any multi-buy offers or any discounts for, loyalty card discounts or anything like that. The big variable then is the exchange rate. So obviously that differs by the minute. And what you see on an app isn't necessarily what your bank is going to give you when you make a transaction. It isn't necessarily what the retailer is factoring in when they've imported or exported goods. So it's very hard to pin that down. So I've used an average over the months, basically, to try and even it out. And realistically, in the last year, the pound-euro exchange rate has gone up and down, but it hasn't shifted a huge amount. So what you're getting now in the exchange rate isn't hugely different to what you would have gotten a year ago.
So tell us then what you found.
So what's interesting is that the overall trend is that there's no one shop that's cheaper than the other all the time. Some products are cheaper than others in Newry, some are cheaper than in Dundalk. And overall, when you take the essentials only, it actually pretty much balances out. But there are, within that, some significant price differences between some of the products that we picked out.
So tell us then what products had the biggest price difference.
Okay, so if you look at the basics first, we'd say eggs and milk, fairly comparable price. A litre of own brand milk, whole milk, was €1.05 in Dundalk. It was €1.10, or the equivalent of that in Newry. So slightly dearer, not by much. Eggs I bought in Dundalk were about 8% dearer than they were in Newry. So you're losing about 15 cent on 6 free-range eggs. The chicken was close to 30% dearer in Dundalk. So that's a sizable enough difference over the course of a year.
And why do you think that was?
There's a couple of factors that are at play here. For example, VAT is slightly lower in Northern Ireland than it is in Ireland. The business rates are a bit lower as well. Probably also a benefit from the economies of scale, the fact that retailers in the north are part of a massive UK chain compared to a relatively small business in Ireland. So if a retailer in the UK is negotiating with a supplier for, say, chicken, they have a lot more buying power per kilo than a comparable retailer in Ireland. They also probably can go to more suppliers than they would in Ireland as well, so they can shop around a bit more, so to speak. But maybe the biggest factor is that it's just a much more competitive market in Northern Ireland. In Ireland and the Republic, we have the big three. We have Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value. Then we have Aldi and Lidl as the discounters. And they make up about 91% of our total grocery spend every month. In Northern Ireland, there's Tesco, Super Value, Dunnes, Lidl, as well as Asda, Sainsbury, Morrison's, Iceland, and the Co-op. So a lot more competition in a very small market. And what happens then is that it becomes much more competitive and they have to push down prices, especially on the essential items, to get people into the shops. Interestingly, though, the bread that I bought in Dundalk was cheaper, a good bit cheaper than in Newry. About €1, and it was 90 cent in Dundalk, €1.33 in Newry, so it's about 40
That's
something cents.
Significant difference.
Big difference. I mean, it is only a couple of cents, but it's about 50% higher in percentage terms. I would have assumed it was the opposite, because if you remember from our inflation series, we spoke about the wheat in bread tends to come from the UK, so the Brexit tariffs there. What we could have, though, is the so-called loss leader. That's where supermarkets discount an item below what it's costing them. They're actually losing money on the sale, and they do that to draw a shopper in, especially on an essential item that you have to buy, in the hope then that you go and buy a few other things, and that's where they make their money.
A lot of us tend to fall into that trap, don't we? So what other products did you find cost more in Northern Ireland than in the Republic?
Yeah, as I said, it was a mixed bag in terms of pricing. So some of the essentials, like pasta and vegetable oil, were much cheaper in Dundalk than they were in Newry. Pasta was the biggest price difference that I saw out of everything I looked at. Dundalk, a kilo of dried spaghetti was €1.09. In Newry, it was the equivalent of €1.79. So a 70-cent difference on just a fairly cheap item, 64% in the difference there. And I think what we're seeing here is the Brexit effect.
You explained this to us before on the programme,
If you remember at the inflation basket, the wheat that is made from the pasta is made from durum wheat tends to come from Italy and France. If you look on the label, it probably says product of Italy. And because of Brexit now, the UK is having to pay a tariff on that when it's importing pasta, whereas in Ireland we don't have to. Now, in theory, Northern Ireland could avoid that through the protocol, but if it's a British buyer buying into the British market and then shipping it on to Northern Ireland, it gets a lot harder to avoid the tariff. So I'd say that's what's happening there. A similar story then for vegetable oil. That's made up almost entirely of rapeseed oil. The UK is a producer of that, but its harvest has been badly hit in recent years. So to supplement that, they're buying from mainland Europe. And again, Brexit effect, they're paying tariffs on the imports there and it's pushing up the price. It was 45% higher in Newry than in Dundalk. €1.39 for a litre of vegetable oil in Dundalk, €2 in Newry. And another product I looked at, I don't actually have it in the basket, though, is cheddar cheese. A 400-gram block was €2 in Dundalk, €3.30 in Newry, which is 65%. That's a huge difference on a fairly basic item that you would have thought would be fairly comparable.
So €2 versus €3.30.
Yeah, big difference there, yeah. And again, hard to explain the reason why, because you would have plenty of supply in the UK, plenty of supply in Ireland, but yeah, that's the difference there.
So then when you put all of that together, what are you spending and what's the difference?
So if we look at the essentials, the seven items there, €20.15 in Dundalk for those seven items. Again, some were cheaper, some were dearer, but it pretty much balances out in the end. The price of the same items in Newry was about €18.72, so a bit cheaper. You're saving about €1.40. Probably not enough to get people to shop across the border, even if you are only a few minutes away. I mean, if it's a saving of 1.40, it's not going to make a huge difference. But I will put an asterisk on that, because the comparisons I'm making here are pretty much all own brand products. I did look at a few branded products just to see. I don't have them in the basket, but across the board, they were cheaper in Newry, and in some cases by a substantial amount. A large bar of a well-known chocolate brand was 33% cheaper in Newry. A multi-pack of crisps was 21% cheaper. Both of those were British brands, which could be part of the explanation there. A packet of nappies, 8% cheaper. A box of detergent, 23% cheaper. A can of a well-known men's deodorant, 48% cheaper in Newry, nearly half price.
Okay. And you made sure not to look at the items that were on special offer.
Yeah, exactly. They were all just the regular price as they were. And there's one item in our basket that I haven't mentioned yet, which is our luxury item, the bottle of Prosecco.
Okay, so what happened with that and the price difference?
This is really kind of startling. The bottle of it's what I suppose you'd call an own brand Prosecco. It's made for the retailer, so it's not a fancy bottle by any stretch. It would cost €20 in Dundalk. It was under €10 in Newry, €8.50 basically. So huge difference. More than double the price for the same bottle, exact same bottle of fizzy
the
wine.
The exact same bottle, the exact same bottle, own brand bottle.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And more than double the price and the difference between the two.
What's going on there?
So a couple of factors at play. For a start, Ireland's excise is higher than it is in the UK. It's a little bit higher for beer, but a lot higher for spirits and for wines. In the case of this bottle, it's about 19% higher. If it was slightly stronger, it would be about 26% higher. For spirits, there's a 22% difference in the amount of excise applied. And that higher rate of excise is on top of the slightly higher VAT rate as well, which I mentioned, a couple of percent extra on the VAT in the Republic. The other big factor, though, is minimum unit pricing. People will be aware this came into effect in the Republic at the start of the year. It means a retailer can't sell alcohol below a certain price based on the amount of alcohol in the can or the bottle. It's in place in the Republic. It's not in place in Northern Ireland. There's consultations going on. They're talking about it, but nothing's actually happening. Now, I should say at 20 euro, that bottle is well above what it has to be under minimum unit pricing. But the effect seems to be that
pushing
everything up, because the brands either they don't want to be the cheapest option, or else they simply can put up the price because it doesn't look so out of place anymore.
All right, Adam, thank you very much for all that fascinating insight into where the prices are going north and south. You're going to stay with us, though, because we've more to talk about in the second hour. Right now, though, we are going to take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.